Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bible at this time and turn to the book of Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah chapter 42. I would like to read that chapter to you in just a moment. And I'm reading that chapter to you in this context of our Sunday school lesson that we're looking at, and how that God had chosen Israel to be a missionary nation. That is, that God was going to show His glory to the world through the nation of Israel. They would have a specific law they would live by that was not for all the nations of the world, but by following this law and by remaining separate from the nations of the world, God would, through this nation of Israel, bring into the world Christ, the Savior of the world. And then the gospel would go forth from Jerusalem, and all men everywhere could come to God by hearing, believing, and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with that overview and that context, in just a moment, we're going to read from that glorious prophet of Isaiah. I'm going to read chapter 42 as an introduction to some things that we will read in Isaiah chapter 43. And so turn to Isaiah 42, and you'll enjoy reading along with us as we read. While you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, who is coming to us by Sunday school lessons that he wrote for our grandparents and our great-grandparents. I'm going to be reading and using as a guide in these studies the Sunday school lesson that he wrote for October the 14th, 1923. Now, with that introduction, let's read Isaiah chapter 42. I want you to notice as we read from this that in this passage, God is calling upon all the nations to gather themselves together and to declare the former things. That is to show that their gods have any knowledge and to bring forth the proof through witnesses that they possess any power. Let them demonstrate if they're able to do so that they can say it is truth. I want you to zero in on those words. It is truth. Let's read this. Isaiah chapter 43, beginning in verse 1. And I am going to be reading from the American Standard Version. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry or lift up his voice or cause it to be heard in the street. A bruised reed will he not break, and a dimly burning wick will he not quench. He will bring forth justice in truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged until he hath set justice in the earth. And the isles shall wait for his law. Isaiah 42 and verse 5. Thus saith God Jehovah, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them forth, he that spread abroad the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, Jehovah, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thy hand, and I will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out of prison from the dungeon, and from them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Jehovah. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise unto graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Behold, they spring forth. I tell you of them. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 10. Sing unto Jehovah a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that of Kedar do inhabit, let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout at the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Jehovah and declare his praise in the islands. Jehovah will go forth as a mighty man. He will stir up his zeal like a man of war. He will cry, yea, he will shout aloud. He will do mightily against his enemies. Isaiah 42 and verse 14. I have a long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry out like a travailing woman. I will gasp and pant together. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind in a way that they know not. In the paths that they know not will I lead them. I will make darkness light before them, and the crooked places straight. These things will I do, and I will not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be utterly put to shame that trust in graven images, that say unto molten images, ye are our gods. Isaiah 42 and verse 18. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or death is my messenger that I send. Who is blind as he that is at peace with me, and blind as Jehovah's servant? Thou seest many things, but thou observest not. His ears are open, but he heareth not. It pleased Jehovah for his righteousness' sake to magnify the law and to make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for prey, and none delivereth for spoil, and none saith, restore. Isaiah 42 and verse 23. Who is there among you that will give ear to this? They will hearken and hear for the time to come. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Jehovah, against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they would not walk, neither were they obedient to his law? Therefore he poured upon them the fierceness of his anger and the strength of the battle, and it set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he lay not his heart to it. I'm going to continue reading now into Isaiah chapter 43. Beginning in verse 1, I'll read 1 through 8 and then zero in on our text of verses 9 through 11. But Isaiah 43 in verse 1 says, But now thus saith Jehovah that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am Jehovah thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I have given Egypt as thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in thy stead. Since thou hast been precious in my sight, and honorable, and I have loved thee, Therefore, I give men in thy stead, and peoples instead of thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west, and I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the end of the earth, every one that is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, yea, whom I have made, bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Isaiah chapter 43, 9 through 11. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the peoples be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Jehovah, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown, and there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith Jehovah. I am God. As we return now to Elam's notes, Elam reminds us, God's word is the truth. John 17:17. His children and what he has done are his witnesses. His test is, by their fruits ye shall know them. God calls Israel his servants, and Jacob the one he has chosen. But this refers also to Christ as God's servant and chosen one. We read in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 3 through 7. He said unto me, Thou art my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught in vanity. Yet surely the justice is due unto me with Jehovah, and my recompense with God. And now saith Jehovah that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob to him again, and the Israel that be gathered unto him. For I am honorable in the eyes of Jehovah, and my God is become my strength. Yea, he saith, it is too light a thing that thou shouldest be my servant to rise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Thus saith Jehovah, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to whom man despise and to whom the nations abhorreth, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall worship, because of Jehovah that is faithful, even the Holy One of Israel, who hath chosen thee. And we read in Acts chapter 13 and verse 47, For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee for a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation of the uttermost parts of the earth. There Paul in his preaching refers to this passage in Isaiah as reference to Christ as the one that would go to the Gentiles. Jehovah is the only true God, from everlasting to everlasting. He is God, the all-wise, the almighty, the eternal one. And that is what is meant by the saying, Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. He is the only Savior. Idols cannot bless and save. And so with that, we're coming close to the end of this lesson. We have one more passage, Isaiah 45, 20 through 22, that we will examine the next time we gather together for this Sunday school class. So mark Isaiah 45.